you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
News Headlines. Well, Omaha Public School Board, Monday night, they are still trying to iron out all the kinks to make sure that when school gets back in session August 17th, that there are no hiccups when it comes to the bus scheduling.
Is there a good back to school song? You know how the school's out for summer. Alice Cooper, yeah. Classic end of the deal. Is there a school's back? Like,
for
a lot of these kids
autumn.
Like to go back.
Yes. They're excited. Yeah.
And now we're going to have extra buses so little Jimmy doesn't get left at the corner.
Little Oliver's right smack in the middle of it right now. Wants to go back, but doesn't want to go back. He's 13. I'm like, dude, it's going to be fun.
I think some of them just love the structure. Like, it's like, I know that sounds silly, but I think that they do like the whole, like, well, what are we doing next? And somebody's got the answer as opposed to like, I don't know. What do you want to do? It's summer.
And friends and everything. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So Omaha Public Schools, the school board hired another bus company. They did this last year. So it's Chief Transportation and they're going to do supplemental bus service. So at the start of last year, Chief was hastily hired when OPS and our original busing contractor, that Student Transportation of America, they had a shortage of drivers. There were delays and no shows on buses. So now Chief took over several general education routes and they'll charge like per route. It's all going to be just backup in case this year there are any hiccups. Now they're trying to get out ahead of it and bus routes are going to be mailed out to parents 2 weeks ahead of the start of school as opposed to the 1 week that they have previously. And they say that they've streamlined the routes. So they're hoping that between cutting down on the number of routes and hiring more drivers, that it shouldn't be a problem. The Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium is investing heavily in the future of tigers. It's all the big announcement came yesterday. It was an initiative in Monday's video broadcast by Animal Planet's Facebook page. It's all part of a week-long conservation awareness campaign leading up to this Saturday, which is Global Tiger Day. But apparently when it comes to tigers, we're doing our part. The Henry Doorly Zoo and Aquarium announced two initiatives, a tiger breeding facility and a sperm bank. So last week, the zoo broke ground on a tiger breeding facility out in Ashland at the Simmons Conservation Park and Wildlife Safari.
I wonder if the zoo is ever going to just announce that they're not doing anything. Just like, we're awesome. There's really no room to add anything.
Mm-hmm.
They never stop hustling.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I mean, so I guess this facility will be similar. We have a cheetah breeding space. I did not realize this. And it's been a success. It opened in 2014. So I guess we're really good at doing this. We've got those elephants that are hanging out, getting ready to breed. I mean, we are just the love land for the animal community. Senator John McCain is back in Washington for today's vote on health care, less than a week after announcing that he has brain cancer. The Arizona Republicans office released a statement yesterday saying that McCain is looking forward to coming back to the Senate to work on important legislation such as health care reform. So
what's your voting on that today, right?
That's the big thing. Today is like the do or die moment for them before they take their big break.
Motion to proceed. So it's going to be an up down. I think they're going to go vote down because nobody knows what they're voting for.
Right.
And Republicans are leery because if you break it, you bought it.
Okay.
So right now they've been running on repeal and replace because it's, you know, Obamacare is failing. There's going to be only one exchange in Nebraska in 2018. There'll be zero in Iowa, all over the place. So obviously things need to be fixed, but they don't have a solution. So yeah, we've heard all this Congressional Budget Office saying that the new plan is a bigger dog with larger fleas.
Ooh, yes.
And a big old blowy to the insurance agency.
It'll be important legislation that they're going to be working on today.
Blowy a kiss.
I blow you a kiss.
Mm-hmm. Sure. President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, he is insisting that he did nothing improper in the presidential campaign or the transition. He spoke with yesterday with the Senate Intelligence Committee, and he said he was fully transparent. He'll be back at it today when Kushner will be speaking to the House Intelligence Committee. He did not take questions.
He had some talking about what he sounds like. Well, you guys found out now, and...
Not so bad. I mean, we need to get him in a gym. We need to bulk up Kushner. Like, if we're going to send him to other countries and have him talk, he's very sort of slight.
Yeah.
We need to kind of bulk him up.
That one photo.
Get, like, a little deep voice, but, you know.
There's that photo that went viral where, don't you remember, he was in the vest, the bulletproof vest, and it said Kush. Because don't you remember, like, the way the Velcro went on the
Kevlar?
Yeah,
he should wear that all the time.
And he had, like, Ray-Bans. He looked like he'd just been yachting. People Kush. Roasted him, and then that was the whole thing, is that
that's
was
a when, better look than regular suit. I mean, I didn't right. think that was bad. He'd look like an operator.
Right. Kush.
But he said yesterday, he said blaming the election on Russia is an insult to Trump voters.
Oh, yeah.
So he is going to be back at it today talking to the House Intelligence Committee.
I mean, that's what's going to be the problem forever. Regardless of if there's ever any there with the Russians and hacking, Trump's never going to go forward with it because any acknowledgement of it is an insult to his election ego. I mean, we started with the premise that this, you didn't win it outright.
Well.
So now, you know, he's always going to be like, there's nothing there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
The Girl Scouts are adding nearly 24 new badges in science, technology, engineering, math, and the outdoors. The organization has been working with groups like the Society of Women Engineers in an effort to get more girls into those kinds of careers, tech careers, science careers, STEM careers, as they're called. So now the girls can earn their badges in everything from programming robots to designing model cars. Girl Scouts CEO said that the goal is to correct for the lack of exposure a lot of girls have to these kinds of fields. She herself is literally a rocket scientist, the CEO of Girl Scouts, having worked for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. And
we need to turn them into like drone pilots.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll be,
I like it though, that they're incentivizing, because, you know, that's the big thing, the badges. You work to get the badges. I think that's great that they're saying, all right, you know, get into robotics and get a badge.
Do they work hard to get those badges?
Yeah, you do. I mean, it's like the same thing as Boy Scouts. You know how you have to work to get your, you know, you have to do the heavy lifting, and then they're like, okay, you've been a good citizen, like blah, blah, blah. Same thing. NASA is launching an app so that anyone can track and document the solar eclipse that's coming next month. You can be a citizen scientist. This is the big deal. So NASA is inviting people to become citizen scientists when the total solar eclipse happens August 21st.
The cool thing, people, is that we are ground zero. Like, you're listening to our voice, we're right underneath the path. So if you're thinking about it, it is really kind of a deal to maybe make plans.
Yeah.
Pack up the kids and drive closer to the area if you can get any closer. Some people will be right underneath it. Lincoln's going to be a good spot.
Lincoln's going to be a fantastic spot.
Be sure you get the right eyewear, too. That's the thing.
I have a friend that bought 50 of those glasses. Glasses. And I put them on. You can't see through them.
And they're not like the paper ones. Like, they're the glass glasses,
No, they're
right?
paper. They're the oh, paper okay. ones with the, yeah.
Because I know somebody that actually went, they like got, I think they just went on Amazon and they were like $5 a piece, but they bought like a pair of, you know, glass glasses to look at the eclipse. Not the paper ones. And I was like, I didn't realize you could get glasses like that.
Huh. Or what about just aiming a camera at it?
You can do that.
You know, and looking at it on a monitor.
Yeah.
We've all got so much tech now.
I know. So all you need for this to be this, you know, citizen scientist is a smartphone and I guess and a thermometer. People everywhere in North America will see at least a partial eclipse.
How many people are going to accidentally blind themselves because they bought cheap 3D glasses online?
I know.
And you're like, these are eclipse glasses, and we're all staring right at the sun.
How long does it last? Do we know? 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I got to get the time frame. It's early. It's early afternoon, so it's like noon or one. But I don't know how long. But it will be significantly dark, from what I understand. Ooh. Like, you will notice. Like, it will be.
They'll
a dimming,
have us all dialed in.
Yeah. So we're getting closer and closer. I'm so excited. Marriage has long been held to be, you know, a good source of healthy living. They say married people tend to live longer, take better care of themselves. Well, now there's new research that says that might be actually the case. That it might have been the fact that, you know, people before, when you got married, you were young and healthy and you lived longer, maybe because you had better resources and things, as opposed to a single person who maybe didn't have the same kind of resources. But now, as people get married later and more people are able to support themselves independently, you can live just as long as a single person. That if you genuinely love single life, this new research indicates that your health isn't doomed simply because you don't
get married. Married people are no longer healthier than singles.
Yes.
You just level the playing field.
It makes
sense. Well, I think there's more singles now than married people in the United States.
Yeah, that, and I think just single people are just working out all the time, you know, I guess.
I mean, there would be some logic to it, that single people still got to keep their, you know,
fit.
They got to stay fit.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. It's only when you break up or get divorced that you're like, oh my God, I got to get this in shape.
Yeah, to get back in the game.
I mean, breakup diets are the worst. You're like, no, I'm good. I'm good. They're like, really? Because you're skeletal.
Breakup diets are the best. That's how people lose weight without having to do anything.
Oh, but it's the worst kind of way. You're like, heart hurts. I don't like that. I mean, you're not eating, but like you're so stinking sad.
It makes you feel alive.
I'd rather be happy and fluffy.
Well, people don't, they don't have an appetite.
That you're pain like, you're feeling inside your chest, it's called alive.
I mean, I don't know if that's good or bad, but I mean, I do believe that that's like the statistic. I think there's more single people than married people.
Yeah, there are. It used to be,
probably not good.
No, it's not. The reason why the divorce rates are dropping is because less people are getting married. You know, I think just people are just waiting.
Waiting. That's the other thing that they said is that, you know, I mean, if you're looking at just raw numbers, you know, people are waiting. They said the only time that really marriage shows a benefit is if the union lasts longer than 10 years. That was the big thing. Married people only exhibited health benefits if they'd been married 10 years or more.
Okay.
And the effect was completely, like, I mean, it just had to do with the fact that, like, maybe the ladies were younger when they got married. The big thing is people are marrying later, and people who aren't getting married are doing okay for themselves. It used to be, you know, especially as a woman, it's like, if you were single, that was it. Like you were a secretary maybe the rest of your life. You know, you didn't have resources in which to take care of yourself.
Well, especially ladies want to have, you guys have that biological clock ticking.
You're saying if you didn't get married, you had to be a secretary for the rest of your life?
No, I'm saying there were less options when women were not as like, in the workforce.
You're saying like in the
1950s. They didn't have like, but I mean, even in the 60s and 70s, I mean, there were parts where it was like, it was difficult to get a job. And I mean, it was, you know, kind of one of those things where health insurance, stuff like that, that we all take for granted now. I mean, our mothers blazed the trail to get all that stuff. So the security provided by marriage offered, at least in some cases, women a place to like, okay, I know I'll have health insurance. I know that, you know, We'll have the bills paid or what have you. I don't know. It's interesting. People are getting married later, too. So I wonder if that plays into the whole algebra of it all.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Hello, everyone.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. See us on Instagram. Hear us right here.
Channel 94.1.
We have a high today of 95. Tomorrow is the 87. So there you go.
You know, and it could be hotter than 95. Some of the guys were throwing up upper 90s.
Gross. Yesterday
was awesome. I saw 97 on one of them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Prep for the hottest day of the week being today, and then it gets back into the 80s. They were doing a story on in all that heat last week. How to
stay cool.
How to, well, yeah, but dogs. Yeah. So everyone's always like, don't leave your dog in your car. What do cops do? Because cops have, you know, the police dog, and they drive around all the time. They have to respond to calls and leave their dog in their car.
I never thought
about
that.
They're like the people. So they have this like high tech system of sensors and warnings that are constantly taking the temperature in the car. And if it goes, you know, too hot, fans go on to fan the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they have to wear a beeper for their dog. So it ain't like warning.
Okay.
Warning.
If he's getting warning. Warm or something like that.
Yeah, but how quickly a hot car affects your dog. I mean, how quickly it can be doing brain damage.
Oh, man.
I mean, I guess to a dog that's like panning.
Yeah, because they pant because they are trying to release. What is that?
Because they're hot.
Yeah, because they're hot. I guess that makes sense. I would be panting.
They can't sweat.
Too.
So today is a watch out for your dog.
Watch for your dog.
Because we all don't have the beeper and the cool police dog set up in our car yet. Right,
so I have Wrigley. We know that. The Border Collie with the other one, the white poodle thing. Most weirdest thing
Simon.
I'm going through. Right, Simon. I'm going through the weirdest thing right now. We decided to buy him diapers. It's so strange.
Why?
Because he liked, I don't know if he's mad or something, but it's just like, all right, so lift his leg in different spots. I'm like, dude, really? Outside. And so finally we're like, you know what? Let's just get him a diaper. Maybe he'll learn like that. And as we're putting it on, I'm like, Simon, you're going to learn what it feels like to pee your pants today because this is what's going on. But the strange thing is that before I let him out, get this, I have to take the diaper off. And I found myself feeling to see if it was wet. And I was completely grossed out, weirded out. And thank God nobody was watching me. I just felt shame. Like I had a, I don't know what it felt like. It was weird, you know? Because I haven't touched a diaper in forever. Now I have a dog that wears a diaper.
That poor dog. Yeah. I mean, seriously. Isn't that, I don't know. Is diaper the solution? I don't even know.
Yes. Dang
what
right
about
it
those
is.
Piddle pads that they, you can put down?
What is it?
He's not the piddle.
No, dogs are smart. They always, what they do is they pee next to it or they poop next to it.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny that I'm like, that's proof that dogs have a sense of humor. Yes. You lay the piddle pad and they hit it sometimes, but a lot of times they lay a little turd right next to it.
Yeah. And exactly. And I don't want to.
And all you're doing
him.
Is, right, you're giving you permission to poop in your house.
I don't want
right.
that. No,
no
way.
I get
it's
it.
It's already strange enough as it is. He won't poop in the yard. He has to poop on hard surfaces like cement, which is nice when you clean it up.
So strange.
Yeah, isn't that strange?
He's got a lot of, he's working through a lot of stuff in the potty department. I mean, it's just, obviously it's something going on that he's acting out. I mean, have you taken him to a vet? Like, do you think it could be maybe medical? Like, yeah, he's got like a, you know, infection or something.
He's been a jerk. When we're looking for him, they have a whole section in like Petco or whatever. And Rylene says to me, should we get the ones that we can wash? I'm like, no.
You're like, I'm not washing dog
I'm not washing his diaper. This is weird, man.
I want to be environmentally sensitive with the diapers that we're like, no, just no. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yeah, that's where I'm living right now. What do you do?
Has he used the diaper?
No, not yet.
No?
No, it's almost like preventing him. I think he knows.
Okay. Right.
I think
he's
knows
like, I'm
something.
I'm not peeing in this.
Exactly.
You're like, okay, good. Well, then you can pee outside like you were supposed to.
Now, let me take off your diaper and make sure it's not wet so I can reapply it. And then, yeah,
I'm surprised
weird.
He hasn't. I'm surprised you didn't have to apply the, like, the cone of shame that he hasn't tried to bite at it or, like, gnaw it off
no,
or something.
He does not. He's just walking around with a diaper on. It's funny. But
oh my God.
Weird. All right, we got celebrity news coming up, Molly. What do you got?
Justin Bieber has canceled his Purpose World Tour, and we are going to get some more James Bond. We'll give you the details coming up next.
All right, hot. Again, watch out for your pets. 95 and higher today, and we're going to see upper 80s tomorrow. Might see some rain late in the overnight as well. We're sitting at about 75 right now.
I see a website called Rethink Canada, and it's like 2012, 2013, but they're trying to come up with a dog collar. So I'm just curious if anybody out there knows that you can get that. It's called the company's called Rethink, and it's a dog collar that tracks the heat.
Okay.
So if the heat hits over about 79 degrees, it just pings your phone.
Cool.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they sell
that.
This thing because it's a startup company, you know, like what it crowdfunding.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah.
It's a
Kickstarter?
Dog collar made of a SIM card and a thermistor, and it operates like a cell phone without a keypad. The device will alert your phone via text messages like your dog is hot, your dog is hot. The thermal dog collar would let you know if your pooch is in trouble. So obviously we're not supposed to leave
invention.
Our dogs and cars, our pets, but sometimes people have to.
Hey, and sometimes the dog's outside laying in the sun too. I mean, you don't know, you know, all that stuff. That's what ours do, you know, so you just got to keep bringing them in.
Channel 94.1.
This is the one and only
The Big Party Morning Show.
It is sad news for Bieber Nation, Bieber fans everywhere. Justin Bieber is apologizing, but he has to cancel the remainder of his Purpose World Tour. Apparently, he's been out on tour for about 2 years now, and he has hit his limit. Even though he did have a remainder 14 more concerts in the pipeline, North America and Asia, he would be wrapping up around October 12th. But I guess just based on, he didn't really give a reason. I mean, it wasn't like a health reason. It wasn't like doctors. It was just sort of like a...
He was tired and burned general, out, probably.
General health. But, you know, surprisingly, who's coming to his defense is none other than John Mayer. I mean, he is sort of saying, hey, listen, I think it's smart. You know, listen to yourself. If you're, we've lost enough great artists lately, give Justin two thumbs up for realizing it was time to just call it.
He's referencing like Chester Bennington and Linkin Park and Chris Cornell.
Yeah. So they say when someone pulls remaining dates of a tour, John Mayer tweeted, he's like, it means that they would have done real damage to themselves if they kept going. Now, he didn't mean, I don't know, physical, mental, whatever. But, you know, you know when you've had enough, and he's saying, let Justin go.
How many has he done, though, like in the last 2 years?
I don't know how many dates were already on there. I mean, he's done Europe.
I mean, he's canceling 14 dates, but I think he's done like 300.
Oh, yeah. Yes. 18 months of it.
In just, 2 years.
Yeah. Nonstop.
Because he said 150 successful shows. 150. That's how many he's done. Six countries.
Maybe on this tour alone. Yeah. Remember, he had canceled last year. He wasn't doing meet and greets anymore because it said it made him depressed after. He was like, I get depressed. It's emotionally draining.
Wow.
Oh, geez.
He started touring March 9th, 2016 in Seattle and has been performing ever since. So, I don't know, I guess 18 months.
Is it just this generation of entertainers can't take it? Or they're probably, the industry's just pushing them out there, right?
I think they're pushing them too much.
Probably Elvis wasn't even touring this hard.
I was going to say, people did dates before, but if like you'll look, remember concert t-shirts would always have the dates? They didn't have 150 on the back of your t-shirt. Yeah. I feel like they're doing more. They're keeping them out longer. The shows are different. I mean, it used to just be you would go and see a band and they would play live. Like now it's this whole popping and locking. It's an explosion. I mean, when Justin Bieber goes out, he's not standing at a microphone singing. He's doing a whole song and dance routine. So it probably is like, I just want to go home and go to bed.
He said he was going to ride bikes. He was looking forward to riding bikes when they caught him. I mean, they got him on the beach yesterday, walking along. Hey, man.
How you doing?
John Mayer is not only championing for Justin Bieber, but he will also champion for you. He's been known to dabble in social media. And I guess the deal is that John Mayer has been playing life coach for several fans on Twitter. He offered up his free life coaching services to his fans yesterday. I guess it went out Sunday night. It's Sunday evening. Let me be your life coach, Mayer tweeted. If you can make the question fit, I'll make the answer fit. And then he proceeded to play therapist by fielding questions about career, romance, friendships from all sorts of people. Well, whoever tweeted him, he responded. I thought that was kind of wild. Yeah, kind of cool. Imagine having access like that to like your super awesome, you know, to your big...
What,
star.
What? Use your words here.
I know. I'm having trouble with the words.
Coach? How about a speech coach, John?
I could use that, John. Could you help me with the speaking stuff?
I think we all could use a life coach from time to time. I mean, why don't you put that in the schools? I know that sounds like a hippie thing.
No, I don't think
but
so.
But how much trouble and trauma we could cut off at the pass early
they
on
have them.
With a life coach
in
on
school?
Like dating.
Yeah. Guidance counselors. That's basically academic. Oh, I mean, you can go talk to them
for
stuff.
Life problems, dating.
Our guidance counselors talk to us about the future of your life and college and stuff. They didn't talk to us about dating.
Oh, I don't know. I went to a girl's school.
You're pretending stuff.
No. I'm saying I don't know how they'd be in the dating field, but I definitely remember the guidance counselor at our school was very much like, hey, open
hey
door.
Hey there, Molly. Like, why don't you come in here and sit down and talk to you? My name's Joan. Have you applied to any schools yet?
I'm a freshman.
I love what you've done with your hair. She parts your hair.
Yeah.
Good news on the James Bond front. Daniel Craig is coming back, and there will be another James Bond installment with a release date of 2019. This will be James Bond 25, and it's going to be set to premiere in theaters November 8th, 2019.
Daniel Craig back as Bond?
Daniel Craig back as Bond.
We've been digging the trailer for that new movie that he's got where he's doing a Southern accent, Lucky Logan.
Yeah, Lucky Logan.
I believe
it
comes out this week. I'm dying to see it. It's got
really
a Raising Arizona vibe to it, and Daniel Craig plays Joe Bang. He's the criminal that they bust out of jail so they can rob the Texas, like a motor speedway.
Yeah.
Charlotte Motor Speedway on race day. It's sort of like Ocean's 11 meets NASCAR.
It looks funny.
It looks hilarious. He's got a Southern accent like I've never heard Daniel Craig do like a Southern accent. I'm naked. Mm-hmm. He's like, don't look back at me while I'm changing because I'm naked. No peeking. He goes, no peeking.
It's funny.
No peeking. An American Horror Story is coming back for season 7. It's been revealed that it's called Cult. And now some key details are kind of getting out. The creator is saying that Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters' characters for the series are going to be lavas.
Lavas.
Yes, that their characters are sporting matching black jackets. Evan Peters has straggly blue hair in the illustration, while Paulson has red-rimmed eyes and a neat bob, but I guess they're going to be a part of the cult. Now, I don't know if they're the cult leaders, but a love story for the ages is how he builds it.
And she's absolutely hit. They need to give her, like, Emmys or Golden Globes or whatever you can get for, because she's amazing on American Horror Story.
Yeah.
Yes.
People go back and binge-watch all those. So then the other exciting thing is she's going to be a part of
the new M. Night Shyamalan movie. You know, it's called Glass, and it's a spinoff of like Split and Unbreakable. It's the next step. You know, he's trying to bring all these together.
He's trying to bring them together. And he's doing good. I think he's doing a good job. I think. I mean,
because at the end of Split,
I really loved Split.
It's not a spoiler alert. It really had nothing to do with anything. At the end of Split, the very last scene, Bruce Willis is sitting at the diner. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what's he doing there? Mm-hmm. And it's the reference to
Mr. Glass, right?
Unbreakable and Mr. Glass.
Unbreakable. Yeah.
By the way, American Horror Story season 7, I originally thought it started in October, but its word is that it premieres September 5th on FX. So September 5th on FX, that's going to be a nice Labor Day little
that's
surprise.
That's like fall
that's
TV,
a Tuesday.
Right? Is that fall TV?
Yeah, that's when they start kicking off the fall schedule, because Monday is Labor Day. September 4th is Labor Day, and September 5th, Tuesday, is the next day. So bring it on!
Wait, the 5th is after the 4th?
Yes, this year. I don't know. I can't speak to every year, but this year the 5th is coming right after the 4th.
Okay, wow. And Tuesday's after Monday. Whoa.
Well, on this occasion, yes.
Breaking
but
ground
again,
on the Big Party Morning Show today. They're like, they were spot on. They nailed everything. They knew that today was Tuesday.
Oh, my Lord.
I think they had the time-ish.
Close. It was close. It was close.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.